folks, to this newest episode of Room Temp. We're at episode 26 right now. We're joined by Brandon McAdams today.
How's it going, guys?
Hey-o.
He's here. Sean is also here with me, with the three of us in the same room. Ben doing whatever the hell he's doing down in, are you back at school, or are you still over?
I'm still in Yoko. My Mother Teresa's birthday's on Sunday, so I'm sticking around for that.
That's
and then
smart
headed back
to
headed back to the old Motown for the last ride, the last hurrah on Monday afternoon.
What you hope is the last hurrah.
So I'm just going to tell you right now, maybe drop like a class or two and stretch that out.
Actually, I need to actually add like one more class in order to get enough credit.
Art history. There you go.
So no, it's my internship class. Dude, West Virginia is really stupid how they do this. So like, I'm taking in order to take an online class, you need to have 12 or less credits. So I'm at 12 credits right now, but I need 14 to graduate. So it's going to be
can you count?
Well, no.
Count as room temp. Is it a podcast owner? Count as any internship credits?
Well, after I have an internship, so after like the first 2 weeks of the semester, they stop checking like how many credits you have, like compared to like online classes. So just like right before midterm, like when they're definitely done checking, I'm just going to add my internship class and just roll through my online classes with 14 credits.
Yeah, absolutely.
And then walk the stage, just ultimate finesse in my last semester.
Which is what it should be. You should enjoy the shit out of it, you know?
Exactly. And my capstone's done, so like literally I'm taking my only class that's an actual class is Wednesday nights.
I mean, use that extra loan.
That's going to be dangerous.
Use that extra loan money on Gucci loafers. I mean, go for it, dude.
Flip it and invest
in
Bitcoin.
I'm just going to hit up AliExpress.
Bitcoin, dude. You know that, I read this the other day, Bitcoin is actually not even in the top 10 cryptocurrency growth from last year. Like, it did not have even the top 10 cryptocurrency growth from last year.
It just had
15 minutes of fame and then blew off.
But not really.
It'll come back.
No, I mean, you're looking. I'm talking like, what was that?
He was banking on it because he put his life savings in Bitcoin.
That is not true at all. I actually read a thing today about how Russia and a bunch of other countries are creating like their own cryptocurrencies to compete with.
Venezuela just did it. Yeah,
it's kind of crazy.
What does it like fall apart? Like the Russian
tanks
did.
They're trying to take away from like our market.
There is no market. Like it's literally just based off of speculation.
Kind of.
That's what we want, yeah. Silly. It's silly.
Fucking nerds.
So we did a little bit of a review of the college bowl games that we saw. We have the national championship coming up.
Are we starting off with that, huh?
Yeah, well, I guess we'll go college football first. We did it last time. We already talked UCF, but Mickey was a big... He was definitely involved in us talking about the linebacker with no hand. We're going to keep bringing him up. This is our fourth episode bringing him up.
I was starting a dialogue, all right?
Should that be incorporated in our new logo?
It should be incorporated in our new logo. New logo coming soon, by the way.
Hand up.
Yeah. Could it just be the hand up with just the nub? I would love that.
Oh, that's...
I would fucking love that.
That's fucked. So we got Bama, Georgia.
Did you see UCF is dropping a national championship banner for
UCF? You're UCF. You went undefeated. You have a man with no hand.
You went undefeated with the 77th toughest schedule in the country.
Doesn't matter.
Yeah, and they're getting a national championship banner.
They're not getting one. They're making one for themselves.
Yeah, they're getting one.
You got it.
Putting it on the.
I'm a big proponent of tooting your own horn, and hook this shit up to a speaker.
As a Patriots fan, he's a big fan of it.
Yeah, I mean, usually I just let real championships do the talking for my teams, but
you know, fake ones work too.
Fake ones too.
It's more of like a whatever helps you sleep at night.
I mean, it's a bit of a Colts move, but it's neither here nor there.
2008 wild card champions
is what it is.
2019 Super Bowl champs, Indianapolis Colts. So we got. National championship. Let's talk our predictions here. I can't remember what the line was because that was 3 days ago. Thoughts on this game?
I could care less. I think I was excited for basically anybody but Bama to be in this, and I went to bed maybe before the second half of that Alabama game because the other game went on so long, but they just looked dominant again, and I just don't think this is going to be another enjoyable game.
Dude, I didn't realize that Kirby Smart's basically been under Nick Saban his entire career except for 3 years. One of those years was in between when he went to Georgia. In 2005, he was Georgia's running backs coach, but before that, he was LSU's defensive backs coach under Nick Saban. The following year, in 2006, he went to coach in the NFL with Saban with the Miami Dolphins, and then right after that, when he got the Alabama job, he followed him there until 2015. That's crazy.
Saban's going to go 12-0 against his former assistants after this game, dude. They smashed the run. I didn't know they gave a runners-up trophy to the team that gets second in the national championship. Yeah,
I didn't know that.
Put a video up in their locker room of their strength and conditioning coach smashing it in their locker room, dude. Saban is so mad. He is not going to have any of this. He's literally just going to smash Georgia into a billion little pieces, just like that trophy. It's not even going to be a good, like, it's going to be a good game, but like, Bama's going to win. Like, why is anyone betting against Bama, dude? Like,
I'm going to bet against Bama.
Do you think Nick Saban's like Justin Verlander, where like he doesn't have sex with his wife or like anyone? He just like holds it.
Oh
in
yeah, dude.
I've seen proof of Justin Verlander having sex with his wife. No, I mean, like, do you think he's that kind of guy though? Like,
oh yeah.
Kate Upton was just like, yeah. So like, if they have a big game and he has a big win, he's like almost always like, yeah, I'm just going to go to bed.
Damn.
And she's like, and everyone's like, why? And she's like, I don't know. He just like is riding the high on that and just doesn't want to do it. I was like, yo, you got some balls to not like want to see Kate Upton after a big win and be like, all right, like we're going to celebrate and like we're going to do this thing. Nick Saban, I think, is the same way. For some reason, I just like see him.
Oh, dude,
like,
Saban hasn't got a nut off since September.
Yeah.
Probably since last September, because they haven't won the national championship last year. Dude, he only does it after they win the national championship.
He only does it once a year.
Going back to that Verlander thing, though, that is such a savvy move, telling your girl, like, yeah, sorry, babe, like, that was just so much better than any sex you could give me right now. And the next time when you're coming home from just sitting in the dugout, spitting dip or seeds, and she just rocks your world because she's like, oh, yeah, it's not that good.
It's not that good.
And then you just go out and pitch a no-hitter again, and it's like, yeah.
Listen, I represented Arnold Schwarzenegger's app for a while, okay? I'm famous. You think anyone recognizes her from that and not from the modeling career she had?
No. I think you can recognize her out of anywhere.
Ben, why are you so confident in Alabama?
Why not, dude? Alabama is literally the best team.
Still
the
favorites by 4.5.
Yeah, like they're the fourth seed. Points.
I mean, I hope I'm wrong.
Did you not see how like many Georgia fans have bought tickets? They crashed the
SoHo site, bro. They do not care.
I mean, yeah, I don't think fans really determine what happens on the
considering this game is 72 miles from Georgia's campus.
Saban is not going to lose.
It's the national championship. It's not
like Saban's not going to lose in the national championship against a former associate coach and a true freshman quarterback. It is not going to happen, dude. It will not happen.
It's going to be the running backs, if anything.
Yes, it's going to be a running back. Like I said, I keep agreeing with Sean in that I hope Georgia wins.
I think they're going
to win. I think they could. I just like think if I'm trying to think smartly about this game, I do think that Bama, again, it's an on-paper thing. That's all we have to go off of at this point, really, because when it comes down to a national championship, it's not a neutral site. It's like a home game for Georgia. But, like, by the same token, it's literally the Bama team that has just been, like, we made the comparison last time, Mickey, that Nick Saban is the Bill Belichick of college football. And it was literally, I mean, you put Bill Belichick in the Steelers stadium for the national for the fucking Super Bowl, it doesn't matter. Like, it doesn't matter. You take him.
It will not matter.
Right. You take him 9 times out of 10. And if this is the one, good for Georgia, and I hope they win, but I don't think it is.
It's not going to happen.
Over-under is 45.5.
Under.
As of Bleacher.
I'm taking Alabama and the under.
All right. So let's hear some predictions from everyone. We'll write them down here. You guys go first, so.
All right. I'll go 23-13. Bama.
23-13 Bama.
All right, I'll go shooting from the hip. I'm gonna go like 31 Bama, 17 Georgia.
Sean.
28-24 Georgia.
Have you gotten right on any of your 28-24 predictions this year?
No, we're gonna keep it.
There's been a lot of them.
That's a good number. Those are good numbers.
Well, one of our first.
That's why I picked
them. Yeah, I know. One of our first episodes ever, Sean like did it. I think for like two games unknowingly, and then we all realized it. And Sean was like, "This is gonna be my go-to for every game where it's like relatively close on paper, but it's like
Sean's
it's gonna be a good game."
Sean, Sean's predictions say? Are either 28-24 or 1 point more than whatever I said.
Yeah, yeah.
It worked a bunch.
Huh? How's that model working for
that, you? That worked better than... Well, adding the point worked better than the 28-24 for you.
So yeah, sometimes you I know, I'm usually... I'll go 1 point difference.
What am I doing?
All right, so Sean doesn't think that they cover... Ben doesn't think that they cover. Ben thinks
I
that do. They cover.
I think Bama cover. Covers, and I think it goes under. I'm honestly about to parlay both of those, honestly, when the game comes around.
God damn it.
I think it's going to go over. I think that one of the it's going to, I think it's going to get away from Georgia.
You say it's 45 or 45 and a half?
45 and a half.
Dude, that's a lot of points.
Damn, dude. I'm going.
I'm telling you guys, Georgia's going to win this game. Don't be shocked when it happens.
I won't be shocked. I mean, actually, shocked. No, I will be shocked.
You should definitely be shocked after all.
No, I will be shocked if Georgia wins this game.
Damn it, dude. I'm going 30 something with Alabama. 32.
32? How are they
going to
get 32?
Like 30 for Alabama to.
This is how I know that Georgia's going to win. Everyone's taking Bama. Everyone.
That doesn't make any sense.
That's when you bet on
sometimes a favorite is a.
There's a reason.
Favorite.
Yeah. Fuck. 30-21.
I don't get how everyone just forgets about the Auburn game. Georgia's a better defense by far.
Dude, no one was going to go into that game, dude, either way, for Auburn or Alabama, dude. Going into Jordan-Hare in one of the biggest rivalry games in the history of college sports, I mean, that's a tough thing to do. And
you don't think there's Auburn, any sort of rivalry
Auburn,
here?
Auburn put up 40-some points on Georgia at Jordan-Hare, dude. Like, I get that. What do you mean are we forgetting about the Auburn game?
Yeah, and then Georgia came back and played them again and beat them.
At a neutral site.
It wasn't that neutral. I remember talking to you about that game. It wasn't that neutral.
Dude, Kerryon Johnson, bro, had a broken collarbone and a partially torn hamstring, and he was so drugged up he couldn't even feel his feet in that game.
That's one player. Alabama's missing their best defensive player.
No, they're not. They're getting both their linebackers back for these games. They had them back against Clemson.
They said that the one was not coming back for this game. I just read it.
Does not matter, dude. Alabama. I don't know why you're like trying to bet against Alabama.
I don't know why you're sucking their dick.
Is there any chance Bama wins this game, Sean?
I mean, yeah, there's all definitely right. a chance. Right, I'm not going to say it's not going to be like a blowout in Georgia's favor. I'm just saying, like, Ben's making it seem like it's about to get like they're about to get smacked.
I'm just going to while you're watching the game, dude, and Alabama is just putting a stranglehold down, and Kirby Smart's face is underneath Saban's foot. Just rubbing it into the dirt.
Well, I have a question now.
You all understand what I'm saying?
I have a hypothetical question. If Bama loses, does...
That was stupid.
Is Nick Saban's...
So stupid. Sorry.
It's all okay. You did. Go ahead and explain the video you just watched.
It wasn't a video.
Some stats.
Okay. You want to tell them to us?
No, it wasn't that interesting.
Oh, okay. If Nick Saban loses his game, is his job in any way in jeopardy?
No.
No
shot.
No?
Bro, he's made it to the college football... championship every,
right but like the standard
year.
For Nick Saban now is to win
year. Except for the first year
they're gonna keep him because if they don't keep him he's gonna rule the world. It's like it's just like a all right let me coach Bama football for the rest of my life. Like all right but like what if we don't? It's like I'm just
I don't know if he will
the
dude. There's a lot
he's not going on coaching. He's not going on the NFL.
I don't know. I wouldn't count it out yet.
I would.
Everyone said John Gruden's gonna come back and now look at that.
Yeah, but like Gruden didn't start in college, go to the NFL, fail spectacularly, and then go back and have huge success at the collegiate level. Does Gruden have two rings, or does he just have one with Bama?
He just has one. But he's been there twice.
The Bucks, yeah,
just one.
He won one with the Bucks, but he went there against the Bucks with the Raiders.
Snake.
Now, because it's the only college football game, we got NFL postseason starting up now. We got on Saturday, we got two games. Sunday, got two games. Tennessee at Kansas City is our first game out of the AFC. The worst team to have made the playoffs is Tennessee Titans, but they're going to be in Kansas City 4 o'clock on Saturday. What are we thinking for this game?
Dude, I could see Tennessee winning that game.
Give me Tennessee.
Literally,
feed
go
me Tennessee.
Go kill yourself.
Dude, Andy Reid and Alex Smith in a playoff game? Are you kidding me?
Dude, I'm telling you
right now, Kansas City will win this game by at least 14 points.
I said it's going to be shitty.
I will shake on that, dude. I'm shaking your hand. I'm shaking your hand through the phone right now. Because there is no way. Do I have Venmo?
Yeah.
Yes, I have Venmo.
Oh, we're going to bet on this.
I will bet you $10 they do not beat them by 14 points.
I'll bet you $10 right now.
Okay. Well,
it's sad. There's going to be some wild clock management. Some really bad throws. Dude.
14 points.
It's gonna be the, this is going to be
Tennessee
first
off, sucks. They're missing the worst playoff back. Game.
It's going to be by far the worst playoff.
Yeah. Yes, absolutely. It's going to be the worst game. And it sucks.
I don't know. I don't. Buffalo and Jacksonville has potential to be the worst playoff game.
I don't think so.
It also has potential to be one of the most competitive.
Yes. That doesn't make it a worst game. This is gonna, this game's going to be like 19-16, this Tennessee-Kansas City game. And like there's going to be like 8 field goals between the two teams. Because neither team.
Dude, I can't believe you're really going to give me 14 points in that game.
Oh, easily.
Are we talking about the same coach and quarterback? Like, like the head coach of, like the head coach of Kansas City is still Andy Reid, right?
In the wild card round of the
quarterback is still Alex Smith.
Can you even name me Tennessee's head coach?
No, it doesn't matter, dude. I just gave you two very negative, like very not
whatever,
good.
Whatever else was going to come out of my mouth was not going to be as worse as Alex Smith and Andy Reid in the wild card round.
So the over under is 44 for this game, -9 in favor of the Chiefs.
I'll take the Chiefs -9, but I'll take Tennessee +14.
Okay, fair.
What's our score predictions for this game?
I actually think it might be closer than that. I think it might be 23-17. Is that the same score that I had for the Alabama game?
No, 23-13.
Okay, yeah, 23-17.
I'm not going to – okay.
Kansas City.
23-17, Kansas City. Sean, what are you thinking?
34-20.
So they.
It's like, oh, that's a push then, so no one wins.
35, no, 55. 35-20.
It's 54.
No, I'm saying he's giving me 14
points.
Oh, by
the 14.
So 35-20. Which
right.
I really hope it's like 33-20.
Like 24-17 Tennessee.
24-17 Tennessee. Yeah.
Okay.
I'm also going to take Tennessee in this game just for shits and giggles. I think that I said this before.
Is this Mariota's first time in the playoffs?
Yes.
I said this before that I think Tennessee, even when they win, they look like shit. They're really good at making other teams play like crap for some reason. And they don't have like the best
defense.
While they also play like crap, and somehow they win by 2 points. I'm going to go with my prediction that I said when I first explained this, 19-16 Tennessee.
I could literally see that being the score. Whether it's Tennessee winning or Kansas City winning, I could see it just being a wonky-ass like field goal fest.
Kansas City is going to go off.
Bro.
Okay. Have you ever watched Kansas City in the playoffs?
I have. It's a different year. What if they had a running back like this other than Jamal Charles? And Jamal Charles was injured, I'm pretty sure, every year that they went to the
Jamal
playoffs.
Charles, that was, what, 2 years ago? So
2 years ago, and I don't even think he was with the team when they went to the playoffs.
I just think that we were destined to have a crappy playoffs. Tennessee, to me, is made this playoffs bad.
No, I mean,
on the AFC side.
Kind of.
The AFC side is just trash
to begin with. The NFC is stacked.
Yeah, the AFC playoff was always
but not really
up until the championship.
In terms of records, they have like one more win.
No, but I look at the NFC games and I want to watch those games.
I
agree with you. I'm just saying that like we keep bashing the AFC and agreed. I do think it's more competitive than the NFC. It absolutely is, but the AFC turned out not bad, not nearly as bad as we
top seeds maybe.
Dude, even the lower seeds, Kansas City could turn it on and fucking win the Super Bowl. I don't think they will, but if we saw Kansas City from the first, 7 weeks?
I'd be fucking shocked if Kansas City wins the Super Bowl.
Again, I agree with you, but like their last 2 weeks coming into the playoffs, they played lights out, and their first 7 games this season, they were the best team in the NFL.
Are one of the only teams to beat the Patriots at home by a lot.
It was the first game of the season.
I get that. But still.
I'm just saying, like, that's not a – like Kansas City, there's a lot of potential to be really good. Tennessee sucks.
Poop. Absolute butthole.
So, I don't know.
How did they make the playoffs? How does the AFC suck so bad?
The AFC South got decimated by, I mean, you should have had Houston coming out, and then Watson with
and JJ Watt.
Yeah, and Watt with, like, I don't know, something in the water.
They were winning without Watt. Like,
yeah, they were.
Yeah, but then their franchise quarterback blew out his ACL.
Jacksonville could also turn it on. Blake Bortles could turn out to be a good playoff quarterback. No idea. Dude, no idea. No
Dude,
idea.
I was watching this video of Blake Bortles. Like, it was just like a clip of the throw that he had against Tennessee. I'm pretty sure I either retweeted it or I favored it on my Twitter account. But, like, he just – it's a perfectly clean pocket. He steps up in it. Looks like it's going to be a good throw. Throws, like, 30 yards down the field into triple coverage, and the safety's just roaming there and just snags it. It's just like – the guy that tweeted it was just like – it's a shame that the Jags are so good, but they have to go into the playoffs with this as their quarterback.
Do they? I have no idea what Blake Bortles' stats were this season, but
I mean, I'm sure they weren't horrible. But like the thing about it was like he's had very good games and very horrible games. So like you never know what it's gonna like. His stats might be good, but like he'll also have games where he goes like zero touchdowns for three picks, but also have games where he goes four touchdowns and no picks. So like it's. I feel like his stats are always very deceiving.
No, yeah. We talked about it in the last one. He'll have three touchdowns and no interceptions, and the following week he'll have three interceptions and no touchdowns.
How'd they do against the Patriots?
Jacksonville?
Yeah.
They play the Patriots?
No. Yeah, they have to.
They did not.
Thought you did. Oh, sorry, it's only the division. Yeah, never mind. They played in preseason one. I was like trying to find it.
Yeah, but I mean, I don't know. With Fournette, like, he has to do so much less work as the quarterback. Like, he has less of an opportunity to fuck things up. Yeah. So
they beat the Seahawks.
I would argue that Fournette has more work to do because they're going to put more like they're like if I'm anyone playing the Jags, I'm really just stacking the box and forcing Blake Bortles to beat me.
I mean,
so like
yeah.
I feel like Fournette has more work because he's going to have to go through 7-8 guys in the box every time he touches the football.
Oh, for sure. He definitely has the pressure on him, but I mean.
Bortles
like
had
string some
3,600, almost 3,700 yards this year. He had 21 touchdowns to 13 interceptions, and a rating of 84.7, which isn't
not
horrible.
Bad.
His completion percentage
like
is only 60.2.
Like,
but
yeah,
in the last game against the Titans, which just by God, Blake Bortles, he had a 44.1 completion percentage. He threw for 158 yards, no touchdowns, and two interceptions, with a rating of 33.7.
Well, if he just had a bad game, that means he's bound for a good game against the Bills, right?
Yeah. True. But there was snow in Jacksonville yesterday, and Bills fans are showing up.
This is probably already my favorite time of year. Like, obviously not factoring any injuries or fatalities to people, but watching the southern half of this country just, like, I mean, they turn to toddlers.
Yeah.
There's like there's 3 inches of snow, and nobody, they can't do anything.
Like one fountain freezes over and everyone loses their minds.
Yeah, you see the videos of the Patriots going to practice today?
That was
yeah.
I mean,
Belichick let them
so
know.
Help me God, if Gronk comes down with pneumonia because they're outside for like 15 minutes today, I'm going to be furious.
Okay, well, he should have won.
I would be pissed at Gronk's immune system. If you're walking outside and that and you get pneumonia, bro, you shouldn't even be like...
Just kidding. They have him in like a crypto freezer like they do with the Winter Soldier. Gronk's just like under.
His clone is actually doing the interview.
Until
well, dude,
Saturday
they,
night,
that
they're
going
to defrost
just had to walk
him and hand him a Bud Light.
They just had to walk across the parking lot in the snow. They practiced inside.
They were outside for a little bit, though, and then
they
brought
just
inside.
Walking from their car to the
inside. Bill Belichick told them, he was like, wake up early so you can shovel because we're having outside practice today.
Yeah, they're outside for more than a little while. And then
that's
they,
actually awesome.
All right, so let's get these predictions. What are we thinking for this Jacksonville-Buffalo game?
I think that Bortles is due for a good game if he had a shit one last time, so I think he's going to go like... 17 of 30 for 330, two touchdowns and a pick, and I think that's enough to get them a win.
So
I'm going to say, yeah, I do think so because I don't know how much I trust Tyrod in the playoffs. Like that's another one that's kind of like either or what we're going to get.
This
and
headline.
Shady's less than healthy, so like I'm going to go 31-13. I think they blow him out, TBH.
31-13, Jacksonville.
The Jaguars owner came out and said today on Blake Bortles, maybe we're not the biggest idiot on the football block.
Yikes.
How do you say that? That's so silly, guy.
24-16 Jacksonville. I don't, that Buffalo offense, I just don't trust it. I don't think that they can get more than 20 points, and I have a really, and they don't have a Denver of a couple of years ago defense that they can be good enough to win like that.
I'm going 24-21 Bills.
All right, Sean clearly disagrees with me.
I've been saying the Bills, I can't take back now.
Oh, I'm just happy for Buffalo. I'm not really happy. Like,
Jacksonville is as of yesterday, I believe, they're not allowing people with out-of-state IDs to buy tables.
Bring tables in.
No, to buy tables.
Anyone who has an out-of-state ID also who has bought tickets is only allowed to have one table. In the parking lot.
I don't like the sound of that.
I mean, if all of the fans bring tables, that's still
they're
a
trying
lot
to limit
tables.
Bill's Mafia.
Yeah.
I think that.
I'd be putting bans on ketchup and mustard, not tables. Who cares about a table?
Who cares about it's one guy getting ketchup and mustard up?
It's a scared move.
Because it gets Bills fans.
That's what I'm saying. That's what I'm going with the Bills. Don't be little pussies.
I didn't factor that in.
Let the
I'm
fans
not
going to
change
fans.
It, but
2016 Buffalo.
That's going to be weighing on my mind.
He said I didn't factor that in.
It's
a big factor.
Was it New Orleans? Was it New Orleans that like their players can't play ping pong or Mario Kart anymore?
I can't remember. It might have been.
I feel like that just has to be the Patriots. Like that just sounds like something Belichick.
I mean, well, the idea that the Patriots
any kind
even
of
have been,
football,
oh no, but
not
but they've been
team.
Doing it through the season. And now they're stopping for the playoffs. Like, I think you got to keep that mojo going.
You got to keep that mojo going. I think that the Buffalo Bills are going to win this game 20-16. It's going to be another ugly game.
No one circles the wagons like the Buffalo Bills.
Their defense is pretty legit, too. So is Jacksonville's. And I think Shady plays, and I think he plays well because he has to. And I think the Bills do enough to stop him. And Tyrod is not going to need to pass. And they're going to force Bortles to pass. And Bortles isn't going to pass.
All right.
I think they're gonna put the pressure on Blake Bortles early and hard enough that it shakes him, so he has one of his shitty games. And it's gonna be close though. I mean, I could see Jacksonville winning, but like,
let's get to the fun games. Yeah,
let's get to the fun games because
yeah.
we just spent like at least 15 minutes talking about Tennessee, Kansas, Jacksonville, and Buffalo.
Well, La Rams and Falcons.
Ayo.
I don't know what the total is, but hit the over.
I don't know. Let's
over.
See. We'll find
yeah.
out.
Over.
I have it here. Hang on. It's 48.
Over.
6.5 in favor of the Rams.
Rams in the
ooh.
Over.
Nah, I'm not taking that. I wouldn't bet. All right, bro. Gambling person, Ben. Like, what's it called when you bet? Like, so you're taking the Rams and the over?
Yeah, so I would parlay the Rams and the over.
Nah, I do. So, what? Could I do Atlanta and the over?
Yeah, I mean, you could parlay Atlanta in the over if you wanted to. It's
yeah,
the same thing, just different
I think
teams.
It's going to be close. I think it's going to be a shootout, and it's going to be really fun. I'm excited to watch it.
I think it's going to be an extremely fun game, and I think it's going to be an extremely stressful game for me. It's like,
true.
My thing is, like,
24-24.
I think the thing that really gets me, and, like, I love Sean McVay. I think he's the savior of this organization. I think he should win Coach of the Year this year. But sometimes, like, he just gets a little, like, you have Todd Gurley, who is arguably the offensive player of the year in the NFC, and, like, specifically against the Titans, and, like, a pretty big game for us. We win, and we clinch a playoff berth. First drive of the game, Todd Gurley gets the first carry for 14 yards, and the rest of the drive doesn't touch the ball. Like, that's, like,
oh, it's kinda like
that
Josh
kind
McDaniels.
Of shit, that kind of shit concerns me, and I feel like, he keeps saying, like, I need to understand, like, my players and, like, how to, like, call this offense like the right way, and like if we can do like an opening sequence that we did against like the Saints, I feel like I will be happy. But like if Todd Gurley touches the ball one time on the first drive, I'm gonna be very nervous. But like
no,
I think the
Falcons are gonna run over you guys. Your rush defense is 30th in the NFL, and they also
it's gotten better. It was bad in the beginning of the season.
It was 30th in the NFL as of yesterday.
I'm just saying it was really bad in the beginning.
Yeah,
of the season.
That's kind of
it's a little misleading.
It is a little misleading because the past couple weeks
well, they've allowed 4.6
and we also and the Niners ran all over us last weekend and we didn't have any defensive starters.
Exactly.
Right.
So I would say that it's more like.
What,
25? Top 25, like top 25, still not good. Not top 30. Still not great, but still not 30th. Like, it's still not, it's not going to be like, okay, every time Devontae Freeman touches the ball, he's going to get 15 yards.
You better knock on wood here, buddy. They're also fifth in the NFL in red zone touchdown scoring percentage. Rams are 25th in that.
You played the Falcons this year, didn't you, Ben?
No, we did not.
Why did I think you did?
And you don't have your kicker.
We played them last year in Jeff Fisher's final game, and we got waxed.
I mean,
waxed.
You have this to look for. The Falcons D is ranked 22nd in the NFL. Overall. That's not just the rush D.
Smash the over, guys.
See, yeah, my thing about it is, season stats or not season stats, this is still a Wade Phillips defense. Like, he, out of anybody on either team and either coaching staff, Wade Phillips has the most experience of anybody in this kind of situation.
Yes, that is true, but you know how hard it is to factor in freaks of nature like Julio Jones?
Aaron Donald?
Yeah, that's different.
You also,
and we're getting Mark Barron back, which is huge.
You also do not have your kicker.
Who is the NFL's
leading
scorer
this year? Yeah, but Ficken didn't do bad against
year.
The Niners.
Huh?
Ficken did not do bad against the Niners.
I love hearing
kinda,
you say that.
He kind of redeemed himself
really
in my
gets
eyes.
Me going, Ben.
Other than the fact that he went to Penn State, you know, it really gets me going that, I mean, he has a big shoes to fill. I mean, Greg the Leg is the NFL's leading scorer, and he only played 14 games. Like, that is pretty fucking impressive. And
it sounds like a
big
loss
to
me.
Fill. It's a huge loss. It's a huge loss. But, like, you know, I just feel like that is going to concern me a lot, actually, because I don't trust Sam Ficken in a fucking playoff game. But
I don't even know. I think the uncertainty is how much can we trust any of the players. Not any, but, like, almost any of the players on the Rams team in an NFL postseason playoff game, you know, because we haven't seen any of them yet. I'm not trying to take away from it, but it's just a point of concern.
No, I mean,
for
it's
me.
it's definitely a concern for me too. I mean,
yeah.
No one on our team has ever been to the playoffs. So
and you have a team now who went to the Super Bowl last year, now making the playoffs again, with I don't know how many changes they made on their team from last year to this year, and
relatively the same.
And then they've just been the head case kind of this season. I mean, we've talked about them a few times. So I think that, like, this game is going – I don't think – man, 6.5. I think this is closer than that.
That's why I'm saying you definitely take Atlanta and you take the over, and I still think that LA wins the game.
I don't.
In what?
I just don't see – I mean,
I'm thinking like 31-27 Rams.
Like, I know that Atlanta's kind of gotten their mojo back after a really slow start to the season, and they were very much broken at the beginning of the season. I don't think that stuff's fixed. I think that, like, Julio Jones has not been the Julio Jones we saw last year. Matt Ryan has been regressing back to the mean. And I think that with Goff and with Gurley, like, the Rams are one of, like, the many young teams in the NFL that eventually they're going to have to take that step, and I think this is going to be the first step for them.
And my thing is too, like, they're the NFL's leading scoring team, and the NFL's leading scoring team has made it to at least a championship game in either conference 5 of the last
fucking
7 years.
Facts and shit. No fun.
Like, that's, I mean, I'm just saying, no matter what, like, rookie coach, unexperienced team, if you're scoring that many points, like, if you're scoring at least 30 points a game, like, that really isn't going to change.
This is all I'm going to say about this. So, you're going to have Alex Mack going up against Aaron Donald, which is...
No, you're not. You're going to have a backup guard going against Aaron Donald.
No, Alex Mack, I mean, it's still going to be Alex Mack. Like, for a decent amount of that, he's gonna.
I don't
right
give
there.
A fuck if it's out.
You don't think they're gonna double? You don't think they're gonna double him? Are you kidding? Are you stupid?
Dude, how many times he's been doubled? Almost every time.
That's what I'm saying.
There,
and you're gonna have Alex Mack, who's a Pro Bowler. Like, okay, shut up.
Pressures.
Just listen. Yes, the Rams have a shitty run
That's
defense.
Cute.
The best way to go against them is to run against them. But if you look at taller receivers who have went against them this year, it's not very favorable. You have DeAndre Hopkins, who had 7 catches for 111 yards. You have Adam Thielen, who had 6 catches for 123 yards. And then you have Larry Fitz, who went for 10 receptions, 98 yards, and a touchdown.
My thing,
Julio
can I
Jones
that
is,
stat before
okay.
you move on?
Go ahead.
So Adam Thielen did that. He, when he wasn't going against our third and fourth best corner in that game, okay, he had three catches for 27 yards. Okay. And DeAndre Hopkins and Larry Fitz in both of those games ended up in a loss. So if Julio Jones has a good game and they still lose, I don't really give a shit, because that's kind of the trend that you're showing me right here.
I'm just saying, if you look at overall teams, I'm willing to bet you're going to tell me that the Falcons are a little bit better than the Cardinals and
they
Houston.
Are. And not the
they
Vikings?
Are. But you went against those stats.
But they won.
You went against when
did they play Houston?
That was my riddle.
I don't believe in Atlanta.
Early in
the season. We played Houston. We
when
beat
Deshaun
them.
Watson was playing, and they were like a top 5 team.
Literally like almost right after.
Okay.
We fucked on them and the Cardinals both times we played them.
Right. Exactly. I'm just saying, they're a much better team with a very, 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 very good receiver.
Tall receivers, and that was
tall receivers on shitty teams. This is a tall receiver on a really good team.
Who just hasn't been playing well
at all.
And who a rookie cornerback has more interceptions than he has touchdowns.
And it's Matt Ryan. Not MVP Matt Ryan, just...
He still went to the Super Bowl.
He's not Matty Ice. He's Matty Lukewarn.
Let's all talk at the same time.
Let's get some predictions here for this game.
Yeah, predictions before steam starts coming out of my earlobes.
Yesterday was Dan's birthday.
Yeah, Dan's birthday was yesterday. Shout out Dan Robinson. Happy birthday.
I don't know, what do you think, Ben?
We saw him. It said happy birthday yesterday.
I didn't say happy birthday. Fuck you, right. Dan. Fuck the
Bulls. My prediction, like I said when I was talking, was it's going to be 31-27, I think, LA.
LA 30-23.
30-23.
LA 34-28.
Atlanta 32-28.
Safety
in there. All right.
How do they
safety
get
a field goal?
Lots of field goals.
All the field goals.
Lots of field goals and mixed extra point.
For who? Matt? Is it Matt? Bryant? Matt Bryant. Who looks like he's like 50? Who might be 50?
He's actually a very fucking good kicker.
Oh, dude, he's like a great kicker. He's like the most consistent kicker. If you guys want, someone wants to write your predictions in, because I hate typing it. New Orleans, Carolina is going to be another good game potentially.
Dude, New Orleans is going to just wax the floor with Carolina. Dude.
Yeah, seven in their favor, 48.5 the over under.
I don't know about the over under in that game.
They beat the Panthers twice this season already. I just read a weird stat. A team has not finished 3-0 over an opponent in a season since 2009, when the Cowboys swept the Eagles three times. That's like a long time. I'm surprised the Patriots haven't done that in 8 years.
I missed that.
That was like a team has never beaten went three times over on a single team in a season since 2009.
Well, with that, the Pats almost always lose one or two games in the AFC,
right,
and then those teams never make the playoffs,
right.
there's never the opportunity.
But Carolina's D line is like their thing, so it's gonna be.
Did you just read the statistic of teams playing someone like three times in a season? Did you just read that?
Yeah, and I was just reading that too,
and I was making sure that I wasn't gonna repeat.
I'm glad that you.
The
made
last
sure.
team that got swept was the Eagles. So that's cool.
Okay, you did just read it again.
Twice and reading it.
All right, you did. But
I didn't sound as big.
You guys just want to make sure that you know the team has not finished 3-0 over an opponent season 2009. That was the thing you said.
Hey, no.
Did you guys know that a team since 2009 hasn't gotten swept in the season?
Since 1990, teams that have played a team three times have been won 11-5 against in the third game.
Oh, I don't care. I'm not going to harp on this stat. Carolina's D-line is like their saving grace this season. The only thing about the Carolina team in my head, other than maybe Christian McCaffrey, who's been consistent week to week. And Christian McCaffrey has only been consistent.
How did Cam finish the season?
Cam finished well, but he was either hot or cold.
He was below.
Cam is the most frustrating quarterback. If I was Panthers fans, dude, I would be just like more frustrated than anything. Like, you have no – like. Did you guys watch that Falcons game last week? He literally looked like he could care less.
Yeah,
he
did about what the outcome of that game. He Hold did up. Not Wait, care.
Wait, he was yeah. in Atlanta on New Year's Eve, bro. That's his hometown. Oh, he didn't him. Give a fuck. He had a playoff spot. He's like, man, I hope I don't get hurt because I'm about to get fucked up with all my friends and family.
I'm going to walk around the top hat.
He was probably looking up that stat that Sean's read a couple times. He's like, damn, like there's no shot we go 0-3. Might as well get this 0-2 out of the way.
I didn't think of it that way. Dude, but do you really think Cam really goes that deep into this shit? Or do you think he just wakes up one day and is like, man, I don't really give a fuck about this game?
I think that the first half of that riff is, like, 100% true. I think he was just like, I think that they were locked. I think that they were locked in where they were. They were locked in, weren't they?
I mean, they were locked in, but they still had a chance to win the division, especially with the Saints losing.
Did they?
Yeah, they did.
I don't know.
If they would have won that game and the Saints would have lost like they did, they would have won the division.
Would they have gotten a bye?
No, but they would have gotten the 3 seed.
Fuck them.
Yeah, I don't know. I think that you're going to get good Cam this time around. Yeah, I don't know what the score is going to be.
So I think you're going to have a really good defensive line against a really good offensive line. The Saints' offensive line is awesome. That Kamara Ingram pairing is, we already talked about it, is potentially, based off this season alone, one of the greatest tandems of all time. And last time they played,
Sean listed through about 75 Hall of Famers that could be just as good as.
And last time they played Carolina, we were like, oh, like, you know, how'd their last game go? And I think they combined for a total of 250 all purpose yards and three touchdowns. So, like, didn't really slow them down too much. So I think that the Saints win this game pretty handily.
I agree.
Unless Cam Newton turns on his MVP switch that he just turns on once every 3 or 4 weeks, and he'll throw for like 360, rush for 100, and get like 4 touchdowns for himself and like 1 interception.
That's what's going to happen.
I don't know, man. Saints
defense, I still don't think that'll be enough, though.
Saints defense is so good. That's what I mean. Like, it could be like a shootout game, which would be awesome to watch playoff-wise. Yeah. Like, NFL playoffs, like, that was just like, that screams fan attention. But I don't know.
Like, I want like Oklahoma-Georgia scores in this
54
game.
54 to fucking 40, whatever.
That would be sweet. I would tell me that wouldn't be hype.
No, it would be hype with 2 overtimes.
I'm a big defensive guy.
I want an overtime NFL game.
I want this to be basically an Army Navy game. I want to see lots of running.
Since they've taken away
lots of punts, the triple option.
Since they've taken away multiple overtimes.
Could you imagine, like, if Drew Brees got hurt and the Saints got that quarterback from Navy that Navy had like 2 years ago, and they just ran the triple option with Ingram and Kamara and Ted Ginn?
Pretty sweet, Michael Thomas.
I
don't think that works. I mean, in the NFL,
if you're a defensive coordinator, you believe hard enough, anything's possible. You'd definitely just be like, ah, shit. Like, I guess, like, I've never seen this outside of a video game.
Start running flea flickers every other play.
He's like, what the hell is this? What am I looking at right now?
Not flea flickers, but the shovel pass. I was reading about it the other day. It's becoming very prominent in college.
Shovel pass?
It's becoming very prominent.
Like the little red at the line.
It's a way to draw. It's a way to draw in the outside defender. So if you do it enough, at one point he's gonna stay there and it's gonna open up.
Yeah, dude. Do you watch Penn State or not?
We are breaking down some film, bro. All
right, but I've
been reading a lot. I've been reading into this.
That's the James Franklin special right there.
It kind of is.
Now the James Franklin special is holding a clipboard and watching the offensive coordinator up in the box call the plays.
I can't deny that.
Does anybody else think it's weird that I've noticed it in a couple plays this year where the quarterback will be in like shotgun and I'll have it snap to him and the running back or a receiver will just run right in front of him and it'll kind of just drop it into his hands? That's a fucking pass.
It's a gesture. It's not.
They count it as a pass.
That's a pass.
So, I mean, how many yards? It's nothing like a shot. It's literally like you're tossing
it. It is a reception touchdown.
I
think that's stupid. That should count as a toss. It should not count as a pass.
I mean, dude,
I guess a toss forward does count as a pass. That does make sense.
But it's not even
like
past the line.
I mean, that's almost as dumb as a rule as the catch rule.
Yeah, like, what is a catch? Mickey's over here loving that catch rule lack thereof.
I would love to talk to Mickey about the catch rule.
Oh, I talked to some old Yinzer dude actually on an Uber ride down. I was like, yeah, dude, I'd be furious if that happened to me. But that's not the first time. That's not the first time that call has happened.
It happened twice this year.
And it happened a bunch of times last year.
It happened
twice
this year. I think in consecutive games.
Yeah. Let's talk about how there's like a massive precedent for that ruling to happen the exact way that it did. And you have all these fucking idiots in Western PA who have gotten up in an uproar. It's like, that got called against the Cowboys and a number of other teams.
Easy calling people from Western PA idiots. That's mostly our fan base.
Yeah. Well, who was your receiver who caught that same situation that gave him the touchdown?
Was it Cooks going out of bounds?
It might have been Cooks.
Yeah, whatever. Hey, dude, I'm not the NFL here, all right? I'm just a fan.
I'm telling you what I know. Okay.
But if they called that back, I'd be like, yeah, he didn't complete the motion. Like,
dude,
it's a shit rule. But there's a very much precedent.
According to it, he did not catch that ball. Like, it's just sorry.
It seems like to me, it just I'm obviously confused by it because it seems like an arbitrary precedent. Like they kind of just like, do you want to do this? It's like, yeah, I guess we'll have this rule. Let's.
the thing that really didn't make me that mad, because like he clearly lost possession of the ball when he crossed the line of scrimmage, like crossed the fucking goal line. The thing that gets me, and this is probably gonna piss Mickey off, but like that Kelvin Benjamin was a fucking catch, dude.
Oh, there was zero.
Yeah, there is zero way that he did not come in with that ball, dude. Like,
time out.
It was close.
We need to make our picks for this Saints game. But
I'm
now doing Saints by 30 after really reading.
Flow. Yeah, we had a really good conversation going, man. What is your
Alvin Kamara was just quoted saying, "I got my
what the fuck, dude?
What's going all right, fine, on? Fine. Don't worry.
Benjamin, wasn't that kind of like the fumble through the end zone with the Jets where like he caught it? He had one foot down, he had it secured, and then it went out.
No, he got 2 feet and he secured it the whole way through.
Wasn't the whole thing that like he didn't though? Like he caught it, it bobbled, and then he got back down?
There was no explanation. Literally, the ref just came back out and he said the ruling on the field is overturned, it's incomplete, and that was it.
I mean, you never know. Like the Bills probably would have gone on to beat the Patriots in that game if that just touchdown stood.
But it was that was a turning point, dude.
I mean,
It's a fuck rule.
It sucks. It's a shit rule. A number of shit rules in the NFL. Particularly, my beef is particularly.
Do you think the catch rule is more shitty than the rule that if you stretch for the goal line and you fumble it and it hits the pylon, it's a touchback for the other team?
Ball security.
Because that rule just—that's
like I never played football. Gears, and that's dude. Like such a cliche that everybody knows. Like. Don't fucking risk it. Just go down. Just go down at the one. Unless it's a fourth down.
But if you're in a situation like Derek Carr where you're sprinting for the end zone with several just like seconds left in the game, this might be your only shot for a touchdown. You're trying to do everything you can to get to that end zone. Like,
that's why you have to be a professional and know that you should get out of bounds at like the 1 yard line.
Do better. Just be better at your job.
Just do your job like all the Patriots do, and maybe there'll be some better football in the league. This is what you guys are missing. Just some major homerism.
None of that on this show.
All right, so they're in New Orleans for this game.
Yeah, it's going to be a wax.
It's by a score, 48.5 over under. What are we thinking?
I don't know about the over-under in this game because I really don't – like, I don't really fucking know. I guess we'll find out with my score. But, like, I think the Saints are going to put up a shit ton of points, but I don't think the Panthers are. Like, I think that they just suck. Like, I don't think they're that good, really. Like, I'm going to go 35-14. It's New Orleans.
I'm going 35-24. New Orleans.
What's the total on this? Sorry, I just
48.5.
Oh, mine goes over by a half a point.
What was yours, Ben?
35-14.
I said 31-17, New Orleans.
28-24, Carolina. This very much depends on Cam being Cam.
You're just taking a risk.
Yeah. Just taking a risk. I mean, I've seen...
Yeah, I'll roll those dice.
So we got this set now for these games. Obviously, your ones and twos get by Eagles, Vikings, New England Patriots, and the Steelers in the AFC. These are going to be our pre-playoff. I just want to hear what our way too early predictions are. Out of the NFC, AFC.
For like the championship games or just like the next round? Because if you want to go next round, we just pick the winners that we chose against the other team.
No,
Super Bowl. Who's the Super Bowl?
Who's going to the Super Bowl?
Who's going to the Super Bowl?
Yes.
All right, so in the NFC, I think the NFC Championship game is going to come down to the Saints, and I'm going to be a homer and say the Rams, and I think the Saints beat the Rams, and I think they get in. And I think on the other side is just why, like I didn't, like I'm not going to bet against Alabama, I'm not going to bet against the Patriots, I'm going to go Saints, Patriots, and I think the Patriots repeat.
I think, I said this before to Sean, I think, that I think a Saints-Steelers Super Bowl would be awesome. If you talk about a potential slugfest, I think Steelers and Saints would just slug each other out for four quarters, and then it would end up like each team scoring 40 points, and it would be awesome. I think the Patriots take it out of the AFC, though. I think it's going to be a Patriots-Vikings Super Bowl.
Case Keenum in the Super Bowl, huh?
Bro, bet against Case Keenum.
Bet against Case Keenum every time.
You have been for 17 weeks. And they're 14-2?
There's no perfect time for a Case Keenum choke fest than in the divisional round of the playoffs at home. Like, there is just
I'm going to
no
replay every single bad thing you said about Case Keenum, and it's been something every single week.
Please, I will roll those dice. I will bet against Case Keenum, and I will roll those dice. If Case Keenum beats me, good for Case Keenum. But like the Bills should do against the Jags, I'm loading the box and forcing Case to beat me.
Vikings-Rams in the NFC Championship would be cool because the Vikings would win.
Well, that wouldn't happen because the Rams would play the Vikings in the divisional round.
All right, well, then we're going to beat them in the divisional round.
Damn. I think that would be a dope game, and I think that the Rams would beat them. But I think that whoever comes out, whether it be Atlanta, Minnesota, or the Rams, whoever comes out of that game, like, it's good. Like, both of those games are going to be freaking slugfest, dude. Like, whoever comes out of that is going to be limping into the NFC Championship game, and the Saints are just going to, like, stroll in like freaking Kramer walking down the sidewalk with his pimp jacket on. Just like, hey, what's good, guys? I just walk right over Philly. I just walk right through Carolina. How's it going, guys? And we're just crawling in there like, Jesus Christ, I just went through Armageddon. So I could definitely, that's why I think the Saints are just going to win the whole thing.
Did that?
I'm going Super Bowl prediction, Rams, Patriots. I'm terrified of this game because running backs like Todd Gurley typically have their way with the Patriots for like 75% of the game, but like
we all saw the Atlanta game.
Yeah, like I mean,
we all saw the Atlanta game last year.
I think this is going to be Tom's last one. I think that the Pats are going to win this year. I think Tom's going to get six. I think he's going to get to another one, but I think he's going to lose that one.
Bro, if the Rams play the Patriots next year and they lose the way the Falcons lost this year, I literally might just send my car clear off the frickin' Cheat Lake Bridge. Like, yo, I just don't know how
I've reached out to somebody about life insurance before this gets published.
We didn't get our gambling hotline.
Yeah, seriously, I'm gonna literally need like a therapist. If they have a 28-3 lead and they blow it, dude,
I think it's gonna be almost poetic. I think that the Rams, I think that the Patriots are going to win this year, and I think that next year, getting way too ahead of myself, I think it's going to be a repeat, and I think the Rams are going to win next year, and it's going to be kind of like a close. It's going to be kind of like how we all started here after the Patriots just dominated for nearly 2 decades.
If Jared Goff gets a Super Bowl for Carson Wentz, my life will be complete.
What's your Sean? Your thoughts on the playoffs and who's going to the?
Who's going to the Super Bowl?
Yeah, just a little analysis of what's going to happen.
I mean, since we're all taking on teams here, I guess I got to go with the Eagles.
Surprise, Packers are in the playoffs.
I didn't take my team.
I'm going to go...
Literally only Mickey
but the road, took his team. The road through the playoffs runs through Philly, and Philly is averaging only allowing 13.4 points per game at home this year.
How many points have they scored the past 3 weeks?
It doesn't fucking matter. Again, they
it doesn't matter.
Dude, Nick Foles played for one quarter in the last game. Yes, he didn't really play well in the game. Shut up, Ben. Stop talking. Shut up.
I'm just explaining.
Just shut your mouth. Stop talking. Let me speak, because we all got to speak. It's my fucking turn. I'm going to go Eagles Steelers in the Super Bowl.
And the Eagles are going to get killed by Steelers.
Potentially.
I would literally throw myself. I would probably drive myself off Cheat Lake faster than if the Rams lost. Like
I've
that.
Heard you say Eagles this so many times about how you hate your life and how if that happened, you'd kill yourself and just, goddamn.
And man, none of those things have happened. That's why I'm still living.
What do you mean it runs through Philly? What does that mean?
The playoffs, the NFC playoffs run through Philly. So as long as Philly keeps winning, it runs to there until the Super Bowl.
Oh, you just mean they have home field advantage?
Yes.
Okay. But they have Nick Foles.
Oh, so?
Yeah,
you're not
that's
worried.
Why, that's why.
That's a big difference in Carson
Vikings
Wentz.
Have Case Keenum,
who's been winning.
Who's been winning every game?
Foles won two of his starts, and he only played a quarter in his last one. You don't know what would have happened. They didn't allow any
they also had, like,
until
the
fourth quarter.
They also had the third easiest schedule once Wentz got hurt.
So.
What do you mean, so?
And you don't,
like,
you don't
so
think, you don't think, the, you don't think the Pats and the Steelers' schedules were easy? Like
they were, but
games?
You're not. They're not in the NFC.
I'm just saying.
So am
I. I'm just saying that you guys are going to get
we have a home
like
field advantage in the playoffs. I think that means something.
I wish it did. I really wish it did. I was really excited to watch Wentz.
I wanted
do his
to see
thing,
Wentz in this,
but
yeah.
I mean, Nick Foles, like, I don't put it by you guys winning the divisional.
Yeah.
But I think that if you guys even get that far, I think that the championship game's a blowout, or it's, like, the next best sports movie that's going to come out.
Yeah.
Philly needs something.
That logic doesn't tell you that'll happen.
I'm not. This is sports, at this point, though, yeah, at this point, like, I'm not going to go, like, against my team.
Yeah, no. The number, I mean, one this seed, is the I time can't... to be a fan. Exactly. And just, like...
Exactly. It's
playoffs.
Yeah.
Exactly. Like, I mean, exactly.
It's time to be happy until you're very sad.
I mean, until if we lose, we lose. Like, I'm not, like, I obviously can't get upset. Our season was
okay.
Ravaged.
Our season was ravaged with injuries.
I can't, like, what?
55 minutes is when Sean said he's... By the way, Sean, for everyone at home, Sean's not going to get mad if the Eagles lose in the playoffs.
I can't, dude. We lost so much this year. I can't get mad. I have no. We made it to the number one seed. Like, that is something to be.
The
thing that honestly.
Okay, see, that's a different story. That's a different fucking story entirely.
The thing that drives me the most mad about the Eagles probably losing because Carson Wentz going down is there's a built-in excuse for every single Eagles fan, and that's really what pisses me off.
Yeah, that's a fair thing to say.
Sure,
that's a fair thing to say.
Like, I really wish that Wentz would have not got hurt. So, and if they would have lost, then there would have been no excuse for that. But now they're going to be like, well,
I don't think we lost in the first round.
That's because Nick Foles is there. But I will bring up the fact that you defended Nick Foles at the stake up until the point where they lose. And you're like, well, we had Nick Foles. It's like, well, you clearly said that.
I will say it on the show right now. I won't blame it on Nick Foles. I can't. Dude, he's a backup fucking quarterback.
You're just so wrong. I've watched football games with you that you don't even have any stake in.
I'm saying it. I'm saying it now. I am growing. I'm maturing. This podcast has taught me a lot.
From what, a week ago?
No. What do you mean from a week ago?
He's a different person.
He's a different person week to week.
He's grown.
It's a new year.
It sounds...
New year, new Sean.
Exactly.
Yeah, sure. Yeah.
Final thoughts?
Yeah, we can do final thoughts. We're about there.
I mean, unless you guys have anything else to say, I mean, that's pretty much the playoff run.
I was just going to say, bring up a little bit of NBA. Just a little bit. Yesterday, speaking, we're going to keep it with the Boston Patriots thing since Mickey's here. First of all, how does it feel that your city is underwater by a...
Have you guys been seeing the videos?
I was watching the news tonight, and that shit is terrifying.
I used to work on a boat, duh. So, like, I've been all around that area for, like, multiple months of my life, and it's fucking insane. I'm like, oh, I've stumbled out of bars drunk there. There's, like, a solid 2 feet of seawater.
And it's, like, not... And it's, like... Antarctic, like, it's like Arctic seawater. There's ice chunks.
There's ice in the seawater on the streets.
Yeah,
it's insane. There's part of me that kind of wishes I was there, but there's also part of me that's like,
I would not want to
see a pizza 100
miles, dude.
But it's nuts. But just another day.
Yeah, I think I were in Pittsburgh where it's just like 0 degrees wind chill, and like people freak out over 2 inches of snow. No, but the Celtics beat the Cavs.
Not gonna get too worked up about it. It felt good though. Like,
I'm sure it did.
And how much of a difference would have IT made, you think, in that game?
I think that the Celtics still would have won, but I think that IT would have went off. Like, he's just one of those. Actually, now that, like, that was a sloppy game. Like, I think Terry Rozier was the leading scorer with, like, 20 points. I'm bummed that he didn't play. I was really looking forward to him playing, and now we have this whole fucking debacle with the tribute video and Paul Pierce not being pleased about it, but whatever. I think, like, there's been talk that Gordon Hayward might be coming back too, so I'm more excited about a late Gordon Hayward run, because if he comes back, then I am full on 50-50 chance that they make it to the finals.
Yeah, now you're closing in on halfway through the season,
and we've played the most games in the league. We have a much We've played over 40 games already.
Yeah. So you're doing real well. Is the Cavs time up at being dominant team in the East?
I don't know. Yep. LeBron James is still the best player in the world. So I think that this is probably the last real shot that the Cavs have, because they've just mortgaged.
And your team's young too. The Celtics are young too.
We're...
Other than Philly, you're probably one of the youngest team in the NBA.
Dude, in that LA, the Lakers are projected to get like the number two pick right now, and we have that pick if it's between 2 and 5. We're fucking getting that pick. And
no,
we're
I thought Philly had it.
You guys have it if it's 1 or if it's above 5. We have it if it's 2, 3, 4, and 5. Dude, can you imagine if the fucking Celtics get like the 2 pick and then it's Trae Young bomb.
Trae like, Young, six man.
Who's that Bamba dude for? Who is?
Oh, Aiden Bama.
Yeah, I want him. I want some massive like human being that just rips boards and posterizes people.
Dude, I think that would be dope. But like, I could see like. Dude, Trae Young right now is the wettest fucking dude in basketball, and like having him come on when Kyrie is off, like, would just be insane.
I mean, it's just good to be us. Like, we're even having this conversation. It'll be interesting to see. I think Kyrie has 2 more years left. I don't see why he would want to leave if it keeps going this way.
Right.
He's got a really young core. I think Al Horford's like the oldest dude, and he's like 30, 31. And as a center, like, he takes pretty damn good care of his body. He's going to be around for a while. Tons of white women. Boston was made for Kyrie Irving. And I'm really excited for the next couple of years, like, for the foreseeable future with them.
Yep. And then you got Houston, who's still crushing it, 27-9, Golden State's 30-8. The two of them are playing right now. About 7.5 left in the second. Houston's only up by 4. That's going to be a close game, too. The Rockets, definitely potentials to make the NBA Finals, too. Obviously, the Golden State Warriors are still in that race. But something else I noticed before we started the show tonight was that Antetokounmpo is ahead of LeBron James in the All-Star ballots right now.
What do you guys think about them being fan votes?
Dude, I don't really care, because, like, it's not, like, it doesn't have enough percentage, enough pull for it to really, like...
Embiid's in third.
It has a good chunk, but, like, when it comes down to, like, the actual selection, like, players and, like, the commissioner and all that stuff have way more pull in it. So, like, it's nice because, like, I think it helps, like, the NBA more than anything. Be like, okay, these are the guys that the fans want to see in. This is the guy that, like, should probably be in. You know what I mean? Like, I think from, like, a marketing perspective, it helps them a lot more decide on how, like, pick and choose who the fans really want to see. So, like, when the All-Star game comes, like, they can have, like, the best ratings. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Why is the NBA just so much better than any other league? Because
Adam Silver is, like, an actual smart dude.
Like, have any problem with, like, GIFs or videos being up on the internet. They're like, no, like, we want all of your followers watching this video.
Yeah.
Like,
yeah.
Just, I don't know, fucking Adam Silver. Adam Silver 2020. Let's get it.
Let's get it. Okay, final thoughts.
You guys, Mickey, you can go ahead. You're the guest tonight.
This is gonna be like the cockiest thing in the world. Like, I just talked myself into the Celtics making it to the finals. Patriots, all right. Patriots are winning the Super Bowl. Celtics are going to give a better series to the Warriors than the Cavs would, because no other team in the league has played the Warriors as good as the Celtics have the last 2 years. And I don't know. Who cares about college football now? I'm very excited. I'm excited for P. Craig's roundup for college basketball to come out.
Same.
I want to be knowledgeable going into this March Madness season. It's kind of getting into that transition phase of the sports year.
Yeah, we were talking about that before the show too. Pat's been doing that weekly for everyone. He has week 8, week 9 out right now. Adding cool little featured images on the front with the little New Year's and festivities in it. That's up there right now. Give those a read, because he actually goes pretty in depth with the games coming up. He hits them pretty quickly too, which is not like a long, boring read. So those are up there right now. Make sure you guys give those a read, by the way. I guess I'll just go for my final thought. My final thought is that this is going to be a soccer thought, and it's fine with me.
Oh, Jesus.
Fuck you. It's gonna be a soccer thought, dude. I'm just happy that it's transfer season, and that Chelsea Arsenal game, because it's so close to today. That Chelsea Arsenal game yesterday was nutty.
I was the only TV on my 2-hour flight that was not working. I was staring at a TV guide that just had all the sports sections. It was like ESPN, ESPN2, ESPNU, Fox Sports, NBCSN. I was like,
it's right there.
Why? Like, why?
Why? United Airlines.
Transfer season is awful. I literally just want to skip to the end of January. If I could click through January, Nice. I'd do it right now, like without a second hesitation.
But we'll be actually, I think we're going to be probably recording one for you tomorrow night or something like that.
Yeah.
Because Mickey's heading back to Boston if it's still above water. So we'll maybe do that for you guys.
It's going
to
be a skating rink.
Yeah. But yeah, that's my final thought. Go Chelsea.
My final thought tonight. Go ahead, Sean.
Nope. I don't have a final thought tonight.
My final thought is I hope my bets fucking work out because right now it's looking pretty shaky on all five. So all right. That's pretty cool. So with that, I'm out.
Yeah, I said I don't have
no final thought. Thought. All right, cool. Well, thanks for joining us, guys. We're hitting our stride here. 26 episodes. We've been around here for a long time. As in the words of Sean, you could watch all of our episodes and it would be more than a day.
Back-to-back slappers, too. These have been two pretty great episodes.
Yeah, so make sure you follow us on Twitter, at Room Temp Show. RoomTempShow.com has all of our episodes, all of our blogs, Twitter feed, all that stuff. Room Techers, if you're into that kind of thing. We'll be getting that to you guys soon. Check us on iTunes. Make sure you subscribe. Subscriptions are nice. Give us
a rating when you're bored at work.
Yeah, leave us a rating if you can, because those will help us get on different pages on iTunes.
Fuck the Apple Store. They won't let me comment on our podcast because we have the explicit tag next to it. It's like child-proofed. I spent roughly...
Why do you have a children's...
In the Apple store. So I spent like 4 hours there getting my phone replaced. And I was like, all right.
In the store. You're
going to
go around.
I'm going to do some good. I'm going to hit up every MacBook, every iPhone, every iPad. And the first one I clicked on was like, nah, like explicit, child-proof, enter password. I was like,
you should just like set a password on it and like just like signed in as yourself.
Those motherfuckers.
So now I know what I do next time I go to Best Buy.
Best Buy, yeah. Do they have explicit?
I don't know. We gotta find out.
Target maybe. Target doesn't have the live stuff.
Also, if you're not an Apple,
Also, by the way, this is like super random, but for anyone who doesn't have an iPhone who is trying to listen to our stuff. I am still working on trying to get us in either Google Play or Spotify. Spotify is a pain in the ass because we don't have a million people listening to our stuff. So they kind of seek people out rather than the other way around. So we're going to work on that if it's annoying to go to iTunes. But yeah, it's a 2018 initiative. So thanks for listening, guys. Hit the day head on. It's pretty much the weekend if you're doing whatever. I don't know what you're doing, but it's pretty much the weekend.
I'm about to start my weekend.
Oh, yeah. All right. Thanks for listening, guys. Stay toasty.
Awesome.
Stay toasty. Go Rams. Peace.